Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, What are the best local landscaping practices to discourage rodents in Portland? You know, I was walking through the Pearl District yesterday when I spotted what I like to call a rat resort, a beautiful garden that might as well have a tiny neon sign saying vacancy for our local rodents. But here's the good news. With three simple landscaping changes, you can turn your yard from a rodent paradise into a rat-free zone while keeping it Pinterest-worthy. Let's start with plant selection and spacing. Think of your yard like a game of hide-and-seek. If there's nowhere to hide, the rats can't play. Keep fruit-bearing plants at least 4 feet away from your house. Instead, embrace our gorgeous native Portland plants like Oregon grape and salal. They're not just pretty. They're less appealing to our unwanted guests. And here's a pro tip. Space those plants 2 to 3 feet apart. Rats aren't fans of open concept living. Now let's talk ground cover. That beautiful bark dust you love? It's basically a rodent superhighway. Switch it out for river rock or gravel. It's like trading their cushy carpet for a floor of Legos. Keep your grass trimmed to 2 inches or less. Think military haircut, not hippie festival. And those fallen leaves, weekly cleanup is crucial. Remember, a tidy yard is a rat-free yard. Here's where we get serious. Strategic barriers. Picture a 6-inch moat of gravel around your foundation. No, we're not defending against tiny medieval armies, but it's just as effective against rodents. Hardware cloth under decks and sheds is like installing a rat bouncer, and maintaining an 18-inch plant-free zone near walls is like creating a no-man's land for rodents. Just last month, I worked with a client in Laurelhurst who was at her wit's end with rats. We switched out her bark mulch for river rock and installed those gravel barriers I mentioned. 2 weeks later, complete rodent ghosting. They disappeared faster than free donuts at a Monday morning meeting. Want to start making changes today? Here's your homework. Create one 18-inch clear zone along your foundation using gravel. It's like putting up a no vacancy sign for rats. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll see results. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.